Pinehurst, North Carolina is called the home of American golf and is known for hosting a number of prestigious golf tournaments, including 3 U.S. Open Championships, 1 U.S. Women's Open, 3 U.S. Amateur Championships, 1 PGA Championship, and the Ryder Cup. A lot of people end up visiting and then moving to this beautiful area. And if you are currently living in Pinehurst, North Carolina, and are selling your home soon, you should listen in on tips for staging your home.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Hello and welcome back to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, and today we are talking about tips for home staging in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Now, if you're not familiar with Pinehurst, you are probably not a golfing pro or golfing enthusiast, because if you are, you would know that I would heard people calling it the Disney World of golf. A lot of golf courses around here. I live in central North Carolina, just north of Pinehurst. And it is a beautiful area with beautiful homes, large, the kind of southern homes that you expect to see that are the prestigious golf course homes. A lot of them sit looking, overlooking golf courses, because that is what the people do here in Pinehurst. But a lot of you may be retiring or moving or downsizing, whatever it may be, maybe moving out of the Pinehurst area for whatever reason. And if you are going to be selling your home soon, I have a few tips for you, for those of you living in the Pinehurst, North Carolina area. Okay. So we'll start off with a couple of the main ones. The first one being removing excess furniture. Now, if you live in Pinehurst, chances are your furniture is of high quality pieces, okay? You probably have some valuable pieces that mean something to you or just cost a lot of money, right? So you're in the higher up echelon of homes, all right? But sometimes there can be too much in the room blocking access to the hallway or other rooms. I was recently staging a house in Pinehurst overlooking a golf course, and they just had a lot of little tables here and there, just one in front of the hallway, one next to the hallway, one at the other end of the hallway. There's a lot of little tables here and there that is just too much. It just cluttered up the room, and it made it feel cramped. You know what I mean? So any furniture, excess furniture pieces like those tables, those are the first thing that really need to go, okay? Extra chairs. You shouldn't have to have one chair against this wall, like one of those dining chairs or a wicker chair or whatever. Especially in the living room, you should have a couch, a big armchair or two, depending, kind of make a U-shape type of thing. But there shouldn't be like 10 little chairs hidden all over the place in the corners just for extra guests, okay? You're not having guests right now other than people viewing your home, and those chairs are just too much, okay? So remove excess furniture that kind of just hinders the traffic flow. All right. Another tip for you is your artwork. And art may be the eye of the beholder, but everyone has their own interpretation. And if you listen to some previous episodes, you know, you may have heard me talk about some artwork that may be considered offensive or embarrassing, like those nude photos. Now, I know, in Europe, nude photos are not a big deal. And people who live in Pinehurst are probably worldwide type people, and they've gone to beautiful places and art, just that's just what it is, right? But yeah, no. When it comes to staging a home, those art pieces really need to come down. We need to consider what may be offensive or embarrassing. If it doesn't portray a neutral background for the room, or kind of, you maybe it could be a showpiece, but not nude pictures, all right? It can be something else, a contemporary piece. It can be, you know, a landscape. Deer antlers in a man's cave. Maybe what you want in your man cave, but think about the new homeowner, okay? They may be turned off by that decor. So that kind of artwork, keep in mind, look around, see what you have, and maybe start taking some of those things down, okay? Another thing is don't go overboard with plants and alcohol. I know it's kind of a weird combination, but I just see a lot of these things whenever I come into homes. You either love your alcohol bottles and you just have parties, and I get that. That's fine. But there's just so many bottles everywhere. Whether they're the labels or what, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but yes, you know, show off your butler's pantry. Yes, but remove all visible alcohol bottles and put them in the cabinets, okay? The cluttered countertops are something we want to avoid, and you want to show off that gleaming granite, quartz, or marble countertop. All right, turn on the lights in the butler's pantry and dust off those hanging glasses while you're at it, because I know you're probably hanging some of those wine glasses if you have a butler's pantry. All right, and if you are a plant lover and you have multiple plants per windowsill, maybe in your bathroom or entryway, it just gets to be too much and clutter up a home. You can spread them out around the home, but it should not feel like a jungle in there. I had one homeowner who just loved plants, had little spider plants here and there, and it just all over the kitchen windowsill. And I'm just like, okay, this is a little too much. We need to just spread them out, move them to different rooms. Greenery is a fantastic color to use. It's a soothing color and it's perfectly fine, but kind of divide them up and spread them out throughout the house, all right? Pardon the interruption, one quick thing. If you are moving soon and you're listening to this podcast because you want to get tips on how to get your house sold faster and may need something to help you stay organized before, during, and after the move, check out my PCS Moving Checklist Planner. It has 14 spreadsheets in Google Sheets that you can edit and print. I have checklists to remind you to pick up records, what to do with utilities, household items, pre-packing, packing the car, and so much more. Plus, I even have checklists to move a small business with you and all those ankle biter tasks you need to do for your small business, and checklists for an international move. So check out my PCS Moving Checklist Planner. It's on my Etsy shop. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And this is not just for military moves. Anyone can benefit from these moving checklists to stay organized. Like I said, I'll leave the link in the show notes. If you live in Pinehurst, you more than likely have either a pool or a golf view outside of those windows, those gorgeous windows, okay, that are probably showing, you know, looking out over that area, right? Show off that view and don't block the view out those gorgeous windows, all right? Dark paneling or drapes should be removed so you can look out the view, right? Buyers should be drawn to those beautiful windows, which, by the way, should be cleaned so they can see them from the front door of your home as they're walking in and go, oh, wow, and it draws them into the house. You want that as they walk further and further into your house, okay? That's the image we're trying to show, not, oh, I see this cluttered living room with too many colors and too many plants and too many things in my way. I can't see out the windows, okay? So definitely show off those beautiful windows, looking out on that pool or the golf course that may be just right outside your doorstep, right? You definitely want to show those off. Lastly, the red wall color. And I see this time and time again. Red walls in the dining room or maybe in a hallway, it's actually one of the worst colors you can paint a wall. And other homestagers agree with me, like the decorologist and Megan Morris of MHM Professional Staging, and even Property Brothers from HGTV, Jonathan and Drew Scott. While red is a powerful and attention-grabbing color, it is not the one we want to use when selling a house. Red is hard to photograph correctly and can make the room feel small and dark, which is not what we want when selling a home. Just because you like it when living in the house does not mean it's a good color when selling a home. In fact, the Property Brothers describe red walls as, quote-unquote, the angry 90s red walls. And so to get rid of that, you may want to consider coloring, you know, painting the dining room in maybe a soft blue or a beige or a cream color. Not yellow, cream, beige. I know, maybe boring. You may be thinking, what? You don't want something like red to distract you. And you want it, the rooms to flow from space to space. A red color just makes you want to just stop. And then buyers can't get past that color. Okay, they can paint it whatever color they want later when they buy the house, all right? I had one homeowner who They had just repainted their walls red before I had come over to come stage at the house. And I'm like, well, I can't do anything about that. Okay, let's work around it and see what we can do to minimize the distraction of the red wall color. And it really wasn't red. It was kind of a reddish magenta kind of a color. And like I said, even in person, it wasn't, you know, a red, true red. It was the homeowner's favorite color, which is fine. But again, we're staging a house to sell. It's not your decorating style, okay? It's not what we're selling. We're selling the home, not your decorating style. So that's one of the hard things that homeowners have with the wall colors. They may have, you know, said, I had another homeowner said, well, their wife picked it out. And that's the color she's happy with. I'm like, okay, again, we're selling your home. All right. So these kinds of tips are the ones we're trying to help you get the most for your home. All right. And it's all these recommendations we, you know, as home stagers, we do this in your favor. We're trying to help you get more money for your house, whether it's multiple offers, whether it's, you know, top dollar, whether it's even getting it sold faster. All of these tips that we share with you are things that we highly recommend that we know will get you more money for your home. Okay. So maybe some of you may not be in a hurry to sell your home in Pinehurst, North Carolina. You definitely want to get top dollar. Things like excess furniture, offensive artwork, and excess plants or alcohol bottles can hinder the sale of your home and not get top dollar. All right. Show off that view and get rid of that wall color. It will make your house stand out and be seen. By taking these home staging tips, you will be well on your way to get the best offer on your home in Pinehurst, North Carolina, or other high-end homes in your area. All right. I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you later.